Our reading today is from Exodus 2, verses 1 to 10. Now a man from the house of Levi went and married a Levite woman. The woman conceived and bore a son. And when she saw that he was a fine baby, she hid him for 3 months. When she could hide him no longer, she got a papyrus basket for him and plastered it with bitumen and pitch. And she put the child in it and placed it among the reeds on the bank of the river. His sister stood at a distance to see what would happen to him. The daughter of Pharaoh came down to bathe at the river while her attendants walked beside the river. She saw the basket among the reeds and sent her maid to bring it. When she opened it, she saw the child. He was crying, and she took pity on him. "This must be one of the Hebrews' children," she said. Then his sister said to Pharaoh's daughter, "Shall I go and get you a nurse from the Hebrew women to nurse a child for you?" Pharaoh's daughter said to her, "Yes." So the girl went and called the child's mother. Pharaoh's daughter said to her, "Take this child and nurse it for me, and I will give you your wages." So the woman took the child and nursed it. When the child grew up, she brought him to Pharaoh's daughter, and she took him as her son. She named him Moses because she said, "I drew him out of the water." This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Near the cross of Jesus stood his mother, his mother's sister, Mary, the wife of Clopas, and Mary Magdalene. When Jesus saw his mother there, and the disciple whom he loved standing nearby, he said to her, "Woman, here is your son." And to the disciple, "Here is your mother." From that time on, this disciple took her into his home.
May I speak in the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. So have you noticed that in church we don't say Mother's Day? We say Mothering Sunday. Anybody know why? That's right. It used to be a day when people who were in service, and my grandmother remembers this, would have the day off so that they could go sometimes to visit their mothers, or really to go home to their home churches, to their mother church. And that's why we call it Mothering Sunday. So we're not just, yes, we do celebrate mothers. I'm not saying that we don't do that. And we are all wonderful because we're mums. She says, very humbly. But my sons tell me I am, so it must be true, mustn't it? But it's not just about the love of a mother. It's about the love of everyone who cares for us, the love of God, and also the love of our church family, which is also important. So, Nick, if we can get going, please. Any of you recognize these photos? Where they come from?
Joseph.
That's right, well done. Joseph and his Technicolor dream coat. So, why am I telling you the story of Joseph this morning? Well, we are told that Joseph's brothers were very jealous of him because he had this amazing coat and sold him into slavery. Anyone remember where?
Egypt.
Well done. Yes. Thank you, Nick. Egypt. Now, Joseph became a favorite of Pharaoh, and eventually we're told that it wasn't just Joseph that was there. His dad came, his brothers, their family, their wives, their friends, they all moved to Egypt. So fast forward 400 years, and the Hebrew people had become very numerous, and some Egyptians weren't happy with this. And so the Pharaoh at the time decided that something needed to be done about this, and so he made them slaves. They weren't very well treated as slaves. They were beaten. The men were put to work. And don't forget, this was in incredible heat in Egypt. But that wasn't enough. Then Pharaoh decided there were still too many of them. He wasn't killing them off fast enough. So he decided to kill all baby boys that were born. Girls, well, they weren't important. So he decided that all the baby boys under the age of 2 would be killed. And he told the midwives that if a baby boy was born, then they were to throw that child into the River Nile or kill it themselves. Now, a lot of the midwives weren't very happy with this and tried to help mothers hide their babies. And that's exactly what happened with Moses. And so we're told that his mother built this basket of papyrus and pitch. And she put Moses into the basket and she set it onto the Nile in a way to try and keep him safe. It does seem a bit of a strange way to want to keep your child safe, but when the soldiers were coming around the houses and listening for crying sounds, then she had very little choice. And so she put him into this basket and set him off onto the River Nile. Now, I wonder how she felt and how Miriam felt when they watched Moses float away. Anyone got any answers to that? Sorry? Yeah? Anything else? Hang on. I've got a roving mic here. Okay. Rather than me. So, anybody else? How she must have felt? Come on, I wonder how she was feeling.
Distraught,
yeah, okay.
Desperate,
yeah.
Frightened.
Yeah, so, you know, so she didn't know what was going to happen. She didn't realize what would happen to a child. And then we're told that Pharaoh's daughter comes down to the river to bathe with her attendants, and she hears this cry, and she goes into the water, and she finds the basket, and she finds the baby in the basket. And suddenly Miriam appears, Moses' sister, and tells her of a Hebrew woman who would be able to look after the child. And so she goes and she fetches her mother, and as Claire read for us, Pharaoh's daughter says, well, yes, you look after him. And then when he was old enough, she took him to the palace, and he was named Moses because he'd been found in the river, and he was safe. So, some more questions. I wonder how his mum felt
when she'd heard that Moses had been found by Pharaoh's daughter. What would have been her first thoughts, perhaps?
Relief.
Sorry?
Relief.
Relief?
Fear.
Fear as well, I think. Pharaoh's daughter, she knew what was happening to these Hebrew babies. She knew that they were being killed. So this had obviously was a child that had been put on the river in order to save his life. So in some ways, what she was doing was going against her dad. Her dad had declared that all Hebrew boys under the age of 2 should be killed. But she was willing to save this child. I wonder how she then felt when Moses was given to her by the princess to care for while he was young. Now, I think that would have been the relief, I think. Any other feelings you might have had? Sorry?
Overwhelmed,
yeah. I think joy as well. You know, sort of, her son wasn't going to die. That must have been a terrifying thought for any mother. And so, yes, and she probably, why was she feeling this way? I wonder why she felt the way she did. Well, at last she knew her son was safe. You know, sort of all the other mothers had lost their sons. Her son was safe. She'd made a really hard choice because of the love she had for her son. And so what she did was amazing, and she saved him. Now, could I call the microphone? Thank you, Nick. Magic. Right, I need some volunteers. Have I got a volunteer? Do you want to come and help me? Come on, man. Come on. Come and help. Hey, right. Oh, you want the microphone? Oh. Oh, right, we're gonna shake hands, okay. I was gonna say, this is, thank you. Can we have a female around as well, please? Right, so I'm going to show you some things and I want you to tell the people that are here, right, everybody else, whether you think what you've been given to hold is soft or hard, okay? So, if we start with that, do you want to tell them what you've got?
A feather.
Feathers. So, what are they? Are they soft or are they hard?
Soft.
Well done, yeah. You keep that one.
Oh,
yay. Yay. Right. What have you got? What's that? Do you know what it's for? Somebody doesn't wash the dishes. Do you want to hold it up so everybody can see it? Anybody else know what it is? Go on then.
A sponge.
Well, it is, but it's, what's it made out? Is it soft?
Metal.
It's made out of metal, that's right. So is it soft or hard?
Hard.
Hard, right, excellent. Right. If you have some of them. Oh, go on, either one. Which one do you want? Right. So, what are they?
Wool.
Wool, yeah. Cotton wool balls, yeah. Soft or hard?
Soft.
Soft, yeah. Okay. Right. What else have we got? What else have we got? Oh. Oh. What are they? Oh. What is it? Do you want another one? Yeah, go on then. Well, yeah, all right, you have all of them. That's okay. You can play with them in a minute. Right. So is Mum going to tell us, are they soft or hard?
Hard.
They're hard. Yeah.
I don't.
All right. Thank you. Well done. Right. So the bricks are hard. Right. What is it?
A sponge.
It's a sponge. Hey, we got a sponge. Is it soft or hard?
Soft.
It's soft. Okay, and finally.
Oh, wait.
Oh, well, come on, then we do this together. What is it?
A box.
It's a box, and is it soft or hard?
Hard.
Right. Do you all get that? Yeah. It's hard. Excellent. Thank you very much. You can all go and sit down now. Oh, no. Wait a minute. Before you go and sit down. Would you be able to build a house out of feathers?
No.
Would you?
No.
No. Right. What do you think you might use the cotton wool balls for? Oh, yeah. If you've been bleeding, excellent. Right, now then, if you wanted, you've got that, yeah. If you wanted that, right, you've got that. Do you think you'd wash your face with it? So turn around, show everybody what you've got again. So they won't see it. Are you gonna wash your face with that?
No.
No, why not?
Because it's metal.
It's metal. I don't think that would be very good for washing your face. So which one would you use perhaps to wash your face? Yeah, yeah. Will you show everybody what you've got so they know? Yeah. So everything has got a use. Ah, well, okay, thank you. Right, okay, thank you very much. You can all go and sit down now. Thank you. Thank you for your help. Thank you. Yes, if you want to. Yeah, if you want to. No, you can't keep that. They're not mine. Borrow them from pram service. So you can take a feather if you want. No, you can't do that. It's pram service. Okay, go on then. Off you go. All right. So thank you for your help. So we've worked out that some things are soft and that some things are hard. I'll come back up here now. And we might clean a wound, as someone said, with cotton wool, but you wouldn't build a house with it. We need strong bricks to make a place to keep us safe. You know, sort of, as we said, you're not going to wash yourself with, you know, if you put a piece of wire wool in your bath instead of a sponge, it wouldn't be, all right. You know, so I know sometimes we need to exfoliate, but that would be, you know, sort of going a step too far. So we need different types of materials for different tasks. So we can move on, please, Nick. Our mums and those who care for us need a special kind of love. It's a love that's gentle. It's a love that's kind. The love Moses' mother had when she gave birth to him and wanted to keep him safe. But she also had to make a tough decision. She needed to make some hard choices. Now then, look at this next picture. What do you think is happening here? Anybody tell me? Sorry, Julie, did you say? Yes, she's being told off. Does she look very happy? I have three sons. That was the sort of face they made as well when... Go on the naughty step. Don't do that. I can remember saying to my son once, do not touch the cooker. it's hot. And then 5 minutes later, and I said, he's a doctor now, and I said to him, why have you got your finger in your mouth? Take your finger out of your mouth, and the end of his finger was a huge blister. It hurt when it came out of his mouth. When it was in his mouth, it was keeping it warm and it didn't hurt so much. He didn't touch the cooker after that, believe it or not. It was a hard lesson to learn. Some things are tough, and sometimes our parents have to be tough. Sometimes God is tough with us. You know, Jesus was tough last week in the temple when he turned over the tables. There's tough love as well as gentle, kind love. We're told that God will protect us. In the Bible, we're told a lot about love. And it says that God loves us in a way which is soft and gentle, but sometimes it can be quite tough to protect us. You know, the poor Hebrew people walked through the desert for 40 years. That was tough. But by the time they got to the land of Canaan, they were a nation of people who cared for one another. Well, for a while they did anyway. And here we're told that God will cover you with his feathers, and under his wings you will find refuge. And I think that is such a beautiful photo. And we're also told that God will protect us as a mother hen cares for her chicks. As I said, like this swan cares for its babies. Sometimes love is beautiful and soft and gentle and cuddly, and sometimes it's tough. But remember, always remember that above everything else, God loves each one of us. Amen.